When society tells you that you have to change in order to fit in, it's pretty normal to wonder, why? Why can't I stay the way I am? Latino USA producer Brenda Salinas has this story about how the natural hair movement is growing in the Afro-Latino community.
In the 1960s, natural black hair became a revolutionary political statement in the U.S. Wearing an afro was a physical expression of black pride and black beauty. It was polarizing, but exciting. Who could forget Pam Grier's sexy do?
Pam Grier, that one-chick hit squad who creamed you as coffee, is back.
But relaxers, straighteners, and weaves are still a $9 billion industry in this country. In 2009, comedian Chris Rock directed a documentary called Good Hair.
Just yesterday, my daughters came into the house and said, "Daddy, how come I don't have good hair? I wonder how she came up with that idea."
In 2012, Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas was criticized for her kinky ponytail. Here she is talking to Oprah.
I looked at my mentions and they were just like, "Don't talk about Gabby's hair like that. I love Gabby's hair." Or, "Gabby Doug, you're pretty just the way you are."
But in the Afro-Latino community, there really haven't been that many cultural icons sporting natural hair. That's where Carolina Contreras comes in.
I noticed there's a movement going on in the U.S., a natural hair movement. All these blogs in English, but nothing in Spanish.
She created the blog Miss Rizos to connect with other Afro-Latinas who wanted to give their natural hair a try.
Hola, chicas. ¿Cómo están? Aquí les tengo un pequeño videito sobre el moño que llevaba ayer.
At the age of 7, Carolina started getting her naturally curly hair relaxed every 2 months. She says her family just saw it as part of their personal hygiene.
You use this chemical that smells really, really bad. It smells like rotten eggs. Almost in mayonnaise. And, you know, you have to grease your scalp because it can burn your scalp. My mom would apply the relaxer in sections and she would have to wear plastic latex gloves and she would have to use a very thin tooth comb to make sure she combed out all of the kinks of the hair. And I remember crying every time I did it because she would leave it in for a long time and I would tell her just to please get it out and she would yell at me that if I wanted straight Chinese looking hair that I would have to wait until it processed. So then once she removed it with water, she would use vinegar to neutralize the hair. And imagine putting vinegar on almost an open wound because your scalp would be so sensitive from the chemicals in the relaxer. So the vinegar was so painful. And that's the process. And then after that, you know, Dominicans in their roller sets, so she would put me into some rollers and some bobby pins, and I would get under the dryer for about 2 hours because I have a lot of hair, 2.5 hours sometimes. And then once I got out of the dryer, I would blow dry my hair, and that's another hour. So I would spend about 6 hours. And I have 3 sisters, and I mean, I learned how to relax hair too, so I would do the same process to them because it was something so normal. I think about it now and it's like I inflicted so much pain on them. I feel like it's something that I'm still healing from.
Sure, her kinky hair required a lot of attention. But Carolina says what really led her to relax her hair was a feeling that her curls weren't presentable.
If you work for a bank in the DR, you're most likely going to get a weekly stipend to go to the salon. I can't even fully explain why. They just feel like it's not professional.
And that message, she says, trickles all the way down to little girls.
It's frustrating to have to deal with the way our hair looks when we go into work, when we go in to serve our nation. Our hair has nothing to do with our productivity or with our intelligence or with our knowledge about a specific subject or anything. It has absolutely nothing to do.
Raquel Cepeda is a journalist and author. She says in the Afro-Latina community, natural hair is still a political statement.
As soon as they see the curly hair, they say, "Oh, she's a leftist. She's this, she's that, she's that." To me, it's a badge of honor. It's how I honor my ancestors by letting them live freely in my scalp and in my hair and that expression, that free expression.
She says she feels free to wear her hair curly because she knows what it really means.
When you learn about your history, you tend to start being proud of where you come from. And then the curly hair won't be a thing.
And once everybody understands their heritage, hair can be just hair. Carolina Contreras of the Miss Rizos blog says she's inspired her family. Her mom and her sisters have stopped relaxing their hair, too. And every time she goes back to the DR, she feels more hopeful.
I just get really excited because I see a lot more women in the street wearing their natural hair. I start seeing more ads on TV, and you see it all over now.
Beauty can hurt, sure, but it can be freeing once you do it because you want to and not because you feel you have to. For Latina USA, I'm Brenda Salinas.